Welcome to the 3-Minute Podcast, where each episode the guest has 3 uninterrupted minutes to share stories or experiences on this season's topic. We follow that up with a question to push your thinking. It's quick, it's timely, and it's all focused on leading the way to continuous school improvement. This season is focused on the prepare phase of the implementation cycle. During this phase, taking time to explore what to do, how to do it, and who will do it saves future time, money, and misplaced efforts. Guests this season will be sharing thinking through the lens of the leadership team and the foundational pieces of communication, leadership, collaboration, and data-driven decision-making in regards to preparing to implement. Today, Jessica Mossman, an implementation coach on the Kansas Learning Network, shares some expertise around database decision-making for teams to consider as they prepare for implementation through the lens of the Adaptive Schools Sourcebook work. Let's welcome Jessica to the podcast.
In Adaptive Schools, Garmston and Wellman write, "Resources must be focused where they will make the greatest difference." If a team is saying that time is a barrier to database decision-making, I would encourage them to first look at how they are focusing their greatest resource, which is time. So often we'd see teams who focus their time in ineffective ways. They spend hours talking about technical challenges that are issues. These are issues that may be important, but they can usually be made by one or a few people who have expert knowledge because there's one solution or one answer. For example, should the kindergartners go on their field trip on Friday or on Monday? Well, while this decision is important, it can generally be made by one person. That person may wish to gather input from others prior to making the decision, but ultimately, they can make the decision, communicate it out, and everything is fine. This shouldn't be where a professional learning community or building leadership team is spending their time. A team should be spending their time on adaptive challenges. These are challenges that can be influenced but don't have one solution. Things like studying why student reading outcomes are lower than expected. If a team is struggling to get to database decision-making, I would first encourage them to analyze their agendas to see how they are spending their time. A second suggestion is to look at how that time is being used. So teams should come together for the purpose of collaborating. This means something better is coming from your time together than you could individually do alone. For a meeting to be collaborative, the majority of time should be spent with participants engaged in conversation. To shift to a meeting where the majority of time is spent in conversation around an adaptive issue, think of ways participants might prepare for the meeting prior to arriving. For example, providing a question so that they can prepare for brainstorming prior to showing up, or providing the data prior to the meeting so that they can analyze and think on their own and then come ready to talk about the data. Providing direction and adequate time to prepare for a conversation leaves more time in the actual meeting for collaboration. So how might a team know if it's effectively using data to make decisions? Well, answering that comes back to data. What positive changes are there to the data? A team can also use reflection, which is a type of qualitative data, to determine its effect. So cognitive coaching provides us with some reflective questions like, what effect did the decisions and actions the team took have on the results you achieved? Or what comparisons might you make between the decisions and actions the team made and how the data currently looks? For teams who feel like they don't have time to make database decisions, I would encourage them to look at how effectively they're spending the time they do have. And because time is your district's biggest resource, and readjusting or reallocating the focus of that time is important to ensuring you are making effective database decisions.
Thank you, Jessica, for sharing your thoughts. I invite listeners to consider these coaching questions to push thinking. As a team, how much of the meeting time is structured around technical issues and adaptive issues? And How might the team move toward utilizing meeting times to consider and problem solve the adaptive issues? We invite you to consider posing these questions at the next leadership team meeting as a way to begin the dialogue. Today's episode is produced by Jessica Mossman with the production team of Lisa Stinson and Mary Myers on behalf of the Kansas Learning Network.